Well, President Macron's visit to Australia is unusual, experts say, because he's not yet marked 1 year in office. And he's broken from the frequent practice of the past by French presidents who've often gone to their Pacific territories and bypassed Australia. So what does President Macron's visit mean, and particularly his emphasis on a new Indo-Pacific axis at this time? Denise Fisher has been a long-serving Australian diplomat, including as Australia's Consul General in Noumea in the past. She is a visiting fellow at the Australian National University and the author of France in the South Pacific.
Mr. Macron is a new kind of French president. He's a young economic reformer. He sees the world differently. He sees himself as playing a leadership role in the EU, in particular with Britain's decision to leave the EU. And I think we see, for our part, some advantages in exploring a new basis for our relationship.
So what are the common bases for building the relationship now? And what are the differences? What are the divergent interests?
Well, I think our common relationship has always been on the rock of our cooperation in the South Pacific. Our relationship with France began in the Pacific with Mr. Laperouse coming into Botany Bay just a couple of weeks after Arthur Phillip. And even today, our day-to-day nuts and bolts relationship, where we do the most cooperation, especially defence cooperation, is in the Pacific. We have very few divergences. There are some, and I hope that I imagine Mr. Turnbull will be raising those. We are very keen, with the departure of Britain from the EU, to pursue an EU-Australia free trade agreement. And we would hope that Mr. Macron, with his new look at Europe, his the new leadership he wants to inject into the European Union, will see it as a good thing for France and for Europe as well to start the negotiations. Let's at least start the negotiations for a free trade agreement.
We've skirted around New Caledonia, really. Let's go to that because President Macron is heading to New Caledonia in the next day or so. This, of course, comes before the independence referendum in November, and it's been a long process to get there, 30 years. It has a violent history. What difference is it going to make to the French commitment to the Pacific if New Caledonia breaks from France?
Well, I think let's not put the cart ahead of the horse. Let's have the referendum, which has been so long promised and deferred by France and in the last 30 years by New Caledonians along with France. They have all agreed to delay it until November this year. But now the moment has come and France needs to step up and organise a referendum which is widely considered as legitimate. And Mr. Macron, to his credit, has stated in as many words that that's what France wants to do. The other aspect, I think, is that France plays a useful role in the Pacific, and I haven't seen any signs that there is a major plan for France to depart the Pacific. I think that it sees genuine interests here and is likely to continue to do that. And indeed, what I've seen of Mr. Macron's words so far with Mr. Turnbull about commitment to working in the Pacific and in the Indo-Pacific is consistent with that.
One of the issues that was raised at the news conference today with the President and the Prime Minister was the question of China. They were both asked whether they're ramping up cooperation now because of the challenge China presents to the region and potentially to the rules-based order, as it's called. Both declined to accept that proposition. But is that really a concern?
I think there are a couple of things to say about that. I think it's important to recognise that both France and Australia have serious, real economic and political interests in their relationships, their respective relationships with China. And I think as Pacific residents, we acknowledge that with the emergence of new literal Pacific Ocean power, it's not surprising that that power would be looking to get involved in the region, in our immediate region, a lot more. And I think, secondly, that there is an awareness that the Pacific Islanders themselves are changing the way they are relating to each other and to the rest of the world, working with a lot more island states and working and engaging with a lot more different players. So I think I heard the French ambassador say yesterday that one perspective is that we want to give them more options. And of course, by having an active and engaged France in the region, by Australia being very engaged, we are giving the Pacific Islanders things to choose from in the way they deal with the outside world.
Former Australian diplomat and Pacific researcher Denise Fisher from the Australian National University's Centre for European Studies.